from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Dorian's going to do a good job. He's been making progress, and it's now not only his time to step up, but his teammates around him to step up. It's not just one person's job to fill the void, or try and fill the void, left by Matt. You're never going to replace a player like Matt or Matt's influence, but now it's time for our team to move forward in a resilient manner and pick each other up. Guys like Dorian have to step up.
Head coach Sean McDermott talking about the injury there with Matt Milano and Dorian Williams' time to step up. And that's going to be something a lot of people should be keeping their eye on here today, as I don't even think we got a lot of Dorian Williams in preseason game number one, now that I think about it there.
No, I don't think there was. Just I watched it recently. I didn't see a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just that the starters didn't play a lot. It's also that the second stringers did not play a lot either. And I think that's what made it a very boring contest for me, was that you didn't get to look at a lot of the things that were actually going to be intriguing. But obviously, Joe Andreessen played relatively well, and hopefully he continues to do so, because it's a nice story, a local product, the kid out of Lancaster who is who's here trying to make a roster spot or even just a practice squad spot to keep going here for his NFL career. So, Joe, we'll revisit it here again, the things that we need to see from the Bills that you'd want to improve. And for me, one of them is almost a mirror of last year's preseason.
Yeah.
I need more from I need to at least feel a little more comfortable with my backup quarterback.
That's true.
Last
Kyle
year,
Allen, I had no faith in.
Well, and a couple of years ago, Case Keenum, when he was here, his first preseason game, he was awful to the point where people are questioning, okay, is Matt Barkley going to have to take the job? And same thing happened with Kyle Allen. His first preseason game, he wasn't very good. But then the second one, he did stabilize a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Trubisky, we know, is very problematic with his consistency. And
he's good in victory formation when he doesn't throw the football.
Yes, but also I've seen enough out of Trubisky in his entire career at this point to know that he's probably a worse option than Keenum or even Kyle Allen, I think, at this point, because you haven't seen as much of Kyle Allen. I've seen everything I need to see out of Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
But you need to see a little bit better from him against second stringers so that I can at least feel a little bit better. Because if for some reason that he needs to play a couple of games, I don't have to write them all up as losses.
Right.
That would be nice. It would be nice to see a little bit better from the quarterback play as well here today. Shane Buechele threw a pick six, ends up injuring his neck. Day to forget. And his season's done. So, Ben DiNucci comes in.
Yes. XFL legend.
If I spend more than 2 minutes talking about Ben DiNucci, that means I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to report to everyone here that I do not have a problem.
We do not, in fact, have a problem.
Yes. Like, do I have to talk about him post-game? No. I'm not doing post-game. But if I had to, I would.
You think we'll see him in action at all today?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. He'll probably see a majority of it.
That's wild.
There you go. But remember Jordan Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
You remember, Matt Sims?
Yep.
This is exactly what that is for Ben DiNucci. But I need to see something better from Trubisky there. Please show me some of why you were taken second overall every now and then, please.
Right.
You're welcome.
You have yet to see it, truthfully.
The running game. obviously we need better than 4 yards on 9 carries between Cook and Davis.
Yeah, you're going to need.
And Ty Johnson looks like he's healthy. He's going to play in this one as well.
Yeah,
which
he
is big.
He was good last year too, Ty Johnson. He came in a couple tight spots and was very serviceable.
And those two, Johnson and Davis, they're going to be in competition with each other here for running back two.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get a little bit more of that fascination here. The offensive line, obviously, it was bad at all three facets. The first stringers, second stringers, third stringers. None of it was very good. Cedric Van Pran Granger was probably one of the few offensive linemen that actually played relatively well in that game. But when it's 1 of 5, that's still bad. When he was out there with the third team.
Yeah.
But when it's 1 in 5, that's a problem. I need to see something from the run blocking there that makes me feel better with that offensive line, because everything starts in the trenches. That's how it goes.
Yeah. And last year you saw an awakening in the running game when Joe Brady took
yes.
over. And you want to see more of that, because that Dallas game, your running game single-handedly just picked them apart.
Yeah.
They didn't adjust at all. And the running game with James Cook, when they stopped trying to shove him up the middle like a power back, all of a sudden was like, okay, here it is. Here's what we've been looking for this entire time.
Exactly.
So you want to see more of that out of him, Ty Johnson, in the preseason to kind of, I guess, precurse that it's coming in the regular season.
And again, make me feel better about the offense as a whole, that the offensive line is okay.
Yeah, and that they can actually run block and let that happen. So,
and just make sure that they're making plays, because everything starts up front. Everything always starts up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talk about how important a quarterback is.
Yeah, it's the line.
The offensive line also needs to be there.
If he's under center and he's doing play action, he runs back and they're already through the line, it's over. You can't even expect him to do anything with that.
Then continuing on here, like I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of Keon Coleman today than the three pass attempts toward him, two of which he didn't really have a chance on.
Right.
I would like to see if Allen is able to target Coleman here and get things going between the two of them. Because that's something that give the fans what they want, baby. That is something that we all would want.
I would like to see Keon
Allen is 17-0. Let's see that.
Yeah.
Show us that connection, please. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'll take it. And even Curtis Samuel, I'd like to see. Like,
we got a glimpse of it. Those two catches that he had with Allen in the first team made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did something that I've not seen in a long time. Successfully execute a screen.
I was just going to say that.
And Samuel was the recipient.
The only person they could successfully screen pass to last year was Diggs for some reason. And that was like a one-off. That happened one time.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't happen again. They tried it a couple more times and got stuffed. But if the Bills can finally screen pass, I'm all for it.
Yeah, if Joe Brady can dial up some screen passes here and actually make this work, please do. It's actually a fun little concept that we don't get to run a lot of.
Yeah. And Joe Brady's, listen, he's the thing I'm most excited about.
And
in turn, it is the offense, because he is the offense, essentially, right? So his experience at LSU with Burrow, Chase, Jefferson, right? Like, that was a big tie for him coming into the league. He hasn't had a fair shot, really. Carolina was a fail state, and he ended up just as fallout from that, right?
Yeah.
And then
he's also shackled by Matt Rhule.
Exactly. So now he's got a fair opportunity with the most athletic quarterback in the NFL, one of the higher-rated teams in the NFL, and a brand-new receiving core that no one knows what to expect from, and he can really make a difference. Yeah, I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, having that Josh Allen guy will help out a little bit, I think.
That's what everyone says. As long as you have Josh Allen under center, you're going to be in games. Like, that's just what's happening.
Precisely.
But can you get the receivers around him to really explode?
And that's the other part of this is, of course, I mean, everything that I saw, Khalil Shakir answered enough for me in one preseason game. I don't need to see more from him to expect that he's going to be just fine heading into the year.
Yeah, and even last year, he stepped up big time, made a couple big plays here and there. And you know,
but look at last year of how Khalil Shakir's camp was. It was very subpar. He was at the bottom of the roster, like possibly in danger of being cut.
Well, Jamison Crowder was on the roster, was he not?
That was a couple years ago.
Sorry, but I'm mixing him up.
But the problem was that Shakir was in danger of being cut from the team.
Yeah, the whole
he was having that rough of a camp in preseason.
Yeah.
This year, you're hearing literally the opposite. It's him and Kincaid are always open. They're always finding space. They're always finding plays. And every time that I'm looking at a camp report or a practice report, I'm seeing every day, Nice play to Khalil Shakir for a touchdown. Nice pass to Dalton Kincaid for a touchdown. I don't need to see those two in the preseason at this point. I'm good. I need nothing from them. I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
They've answered all questions for me at this point that I might have even had. I didn't know if I even had questions about them, but they've reassured me.
They were bonus questions at the end of a quiz to get you extra points. That's what it was.
Yeah, and Shakir, by the way, despite playing two drives,
mm-hmm.
led the team in receiving yards last
yes.
week.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of insane.
But also, that makes me feel plenty fine about number 10.
Right. And again,
I feel perfectly fine with Khalil Shakir. I have no questions.
Yeah. Like everyone says, he's the one receiver who's actually had experience pass catching from Josh Allen, and he showed it.
Yes.
So I'm content with him. I don't have to see him on the field again.
Exactly. This is one of the, and he made a nice play with Trubisky in as mm-hmm. well. So
no matter who's under center, he's still making
something
happen.
He's making plays happen. So now here we are, preseason game number 2. We're going to see a lot of that. Mac Hollins, you need to see something from. I don't think he dressed last week. I would love to see what he's able to do.
Yeah.
If so.
Well, everyone was like, oh, special teamer when we signed him, but.
Looks like he's going to start.
He might actually start as a wide receiver. So
that's fine.
I would just like you said, see a little more of what
Let's
he can
see
offer.
See what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, here comes the roster bubble. There is a lot here
mm-hmm.
at the bottom. Marcus Valdes-Scantling, KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, Justin Shorter, Tyrell Shavers, Demir Byrd, Deion Kane, Xavier Johnson. All right. There's two spots available to all of you. Go get it. And one name comes out and another comes in. It's just, what do you got? And for MVS, this is going to be important because he dropped a pass that he should have had last week in the game against the Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's not the version that I would have liked to see show up here.
No.
And last year, I even kind of made the joke of course, the good version of MVS shows up in Buffalo
mm-hmm.
against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah. MVS in the postseason is when he shows up and actually makes catches.
And I'm just like, thanks. You know, you've dropped all these deep passes, most famously one against Philadelphia that led to them losing to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And now on a similar play, you make that catch? Like, not fair, not cool. I don't like that. Thanks. I hate it. So, but now again, you need to see more from a player like that, especially because he was supposed to be one of these guys everyone would assume would make the roster.
Yeah.
And now he's not even close to making
it. When he got picked up, the locks everyone listed, he was included in that, right? Like mm-hmm. most lists. You saw Claypool on the outside of it, Mac Hollins on the outside of it, right? It's kind of flipped. Unfortunately, Claypool's injured. He got his settlement. He's no longer with the Bills, technically.
Right.
And MVS has just not been impressing at all.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because you see what he can do.
Exactly.
And you just know he's not doing it for whatever reason. And you can't help but just be like, okay, if you're not going to do it now, when mm-hmm. are you going to start? And we can't risk our season for that. So
right.
They got to make a call.
They got to make a call.
If he starts showing up these last two preseason games,
make it interesting.
Yeah. Makes interesting plays, catches things, Okay.
But now that said, someone like Shorter or Shavers, guys that kind of got a little bit of momentum last year.
Mm-hmm. And Shorter was injured, right?
Shorter was injured, mm-hmm. but Shavers made himself a case last year and now is making a case throughout practices this year. Hey, now's your time. Go steal a roster spot.
Yeah, you've never had a better opportunity than MVS kind of falling through the cracks here.
Yeah. Kick returner. KJ Hamler, Daquan Hardy at mm-hmm. corner is another player that they're going to want to take a look at there. There is a lot that has to be answered, and who knows what is going to happen throughout.
Would Curtis Samuel, you think, be one? An option? Because he's so quick?
He would be listed on the depth chart as such. He's not even on the depth chart at kick returner or punt returner.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. So, but you're right. He should be a guy that I would get a look at here because why not?
He's known for his speed. Like he's that's shifty. What when he was brought in, his shifty speed. That's kind of what you want, especially with this dynamic kickoff you're dealing with now. You've seen it already, the amount of splash plays that come from it.
By the way, the Bills, their kickoff unit, all touchbacks. We didn't get to see them cover one of these.
Right. Were they touchbacks to the 20 or the 30? I forget. Because I watched it like quick. 30. I kind of skipped back. Yeah. Okay, so they went out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of see, like, that's where I'm like, okay, you get to the 30, but now it's exciting to watch the kickoff mm-hmm. where I'm like, the chance of a splash play happening, a big touchdown, a big return, has gone up exponentially.
Yes.
But we're going to send it out of the end zone. Like, come on. Like, I get it. If it's a close game, send them to the 30. You know where they're going to be. Don't risk it.
But also, that might be the Bills just saying, we're not letting you guys know what we're doing. We're just going to kick it out of the end zone in the preseason because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And we can evaluate the defense a little bit.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the one interesting thing about the new Madden. You get to play that coverage and do that. I will say that. So one thing I found most interesting, you learn a lot about it. Even the trick plays involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
You do a shuttle pass backwards to someone coming from the left and they squeak by. Like, there's some interesting things you can do with that. Like, so I would like to see more of that, but you've seen it in other games. In the Eagles-Patriots game, you saw that.
Hmm.
There was a big return, like 50 yards, right?
I didn't watch that.
They were on the other side of the field. I only saw the highlight on Twitter. I didn't watch it, but like that's what you want to see out of. That's the whole reason they changed it, to get more of that instead of just taking a knee in the end zone. So I'd like to see more.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be... Hopefully, I get a little bit more entertainment value out of this one and evaluation out of this one, because if the Stars are playing a quarter and a half, well, that means they're going to be out there for at least a couple drives, and that's good for me because there's a little bit more of evaluation you can have from some of the things that you need to see, and that goes all the way down the depth chart. I think last week's game almost was treated like the dreaded fourth preseason game that used to exist.
Yep.
Where the starters show up, wave at everyone, leave.
Yeah.
And then
it's almost like a blue and red scrimmage.
And then the backups show up, wave their hand, leave. Because that's what we got last week, was the starter showed up, waved hello, left.
Mm-hmm.
The backup showed up, waved hello, and then also left.
Yep. And then the third string backups came out, and that was that.
And they did not have a good time.
No. Not good at all.
That's... You know what's kind of funny?
Hmm.
The Bills used to be a team, even with the beginning of the McDermott era, where like they would go unbeaten in the preseason.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when that stopped, everyone freaked out. Do you remember that a couple years back?
I remember it.
Yeah, I wasn't working here yet when that happened. But I'm sure you were, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can...
Fair and measured opinions in the preseason.
Yep. Like there's a Steelers content creator that freaked out last year when they beat the Bills in the preseason and they got stomped.
Andrew Bill Pony was someone who used to work here.
Yeah.
He was just all up on it.
Yeah. It's preseason. Your record in the preseason, like the Ravens, they made a big deal about the Ravens being undefeated for so long in the preseason. Look at how their seasons end. Does that really matter?
I mean, look at how our season ends.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
we're not undefeated anymore. So you can't complain.
Yeah.
You're not game... That's what people still, I don't think, fully understand, is you're not game planning for the team you're playing. You're just trying things out. You're not showing anything to give away your season game plan either.
Yeah, no, you're not.
So you're basically running high school offense and high school defense and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
That's essentially what you're doing.
It is. And remember, not all preseason games are a direct telling of what we're going to see this year. Even if things look good and cool, it's not a direct of like I just went ahead and dismissed like I'm all good on Khalil Shakir, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that was also using some of what was there in the regular season last year.
Right.
But also, it looked like his getaway speed was a little bit faster. Like he was getting, like he pulled away on one of his catches.
He gets some separation, yeah.
Like with the ball. Mm-hmm. He caught it and he got extra yards by outrunning players. We'll see if that sticks for the regular season.
I'd love to see that stick for the regular season.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. A short speed guy in the slot, and then you got big speedy guys everywhere
else. Friend of the program, Bruce Nolan, said, yes, Khalil Shakir does look like he's faster out there. You're not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Your eyes aren't lying to you. Like, I see it too. So it's something to ready. I was saying, like, don't react, but, like, put a note in your head. Mm-hmm. That's one of those things.
Put a sticky note right on the
but that's on the good
frontal
side.
Lobe.
Yeah. That's the good side. Like, okay, yeah, Khalil Shakir looked sharp. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he does that again or if it just continues in. Never get too – let's go athlete speak here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're never going to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And, you know, you just get through the week.
Yeah.
So
– I'm not answering any questions.
Hang on, I got to
put the hood up.
I am wearing
We're
a hoodie
not on
right
StreamYard
now.
Yet. You know?
I'm wearing a hoodie, and I'm just going to do it. And, it's, you know, you don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. And, you know, we just want to take it week by week.
I love how athletes actively say so much while saying nothing. Like, it's just, it's such
there
a
crap. I was trying to channel the peak hockey interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except without the...
Yeah, it's in the mic, just the coughs and the sniffs.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
All right.
No bell check.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Coming from the guy who has his hood up like Sir Belichick.
Yes, I do, but also, it's a bit. We don't need to hear from him.
No, good riddance to good him riddance. In the AFC East. Yeah,
good riddance
in the
to
NFL
bad fellows.
In general, actually.
Yes.
Who knows? If a coach does bad this season, he might be back.
Yes, but we'll
cross that bridge when that comes.
We'll let future us worry about that. There you go.
Let the oh god.
All right,
the timelines.
So we're gonna end things a little bit because like I gotta talk more Bills Bears in these next 2 hours.
Yeah.
But let's look around the league. Coming up next, look at the four rookie quarterbacks to keep your eye on for this season after J.J. McCarthy's season is over. And Michael Penix Jr. should not see a down for the Atlanta Falcons because they have that Kirk Cousins guy. So we'll look around the other four rookies and give our thoughts on what their seasons are going to look like coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.